Hello, everybody, and welcome to BerlinBrigade.com's Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is December 10, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1948, the United Nations General Assembly adopts the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In 1949, the People's Liberation Army of China begins a siege of Chengdu, the last Kuomintang-held city in mainland China, forcing President of the Republic of China, Chiang Kai-shek, and his government to retreat to Taiwan. In 1968, Japan's biggest heist, the still unsolved 300 million yen robbery, is carried out in Tokyo. In 1978, during the Arab-Israeli conflict, Prime Minister of Israel Menachem Begin and President of Egypt Anwar Sadat are jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. In 1979, known as the Kaohsiung Incident, Taiwanese pro-democracy demonstrations are suppressed by the KMT dictatorship and the organizers are arrested. In 1981, the United Nations General Assembly approves Pakistan's proposal for establishing a nuclear-free zone in South Asia. In 1983, democracy is restored in Argentina with the assumption of President Raul Alfonsin. And in 1989, Sak Hyajin Elbergjorg announces the establishment of Mongolia's democratic movement that changes the second oldest communist country into a democracy. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, December 10. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.